You're listening to the Marketing Toolkit. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. We have another guest on the phone, Dr. Lorita Bell Griffin. And for this person, you're talking about somebody who has a warm space in my heart. I should be wearing a fan t-shirt with Dr. Griffin's name on it. I mean, you know how some people, they just so positive and so energetic and just doing everything that they can to make this world a better place. And she is one of those people. Now, she had a very interesting childhood. You know, sometimes you're handed a lemon in life. And the lady was very smart. She ran into some things in school that some of us all run into. But most of us just accept it and move on. She turned it into a project, a mission, and now it's her company's main driving focus. Welcome to the show, Dr. Griffin.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me, Mr. Roberts.
Are you in North Carolina yet? I know you're having this big kickoff.
Yes,
you down in North Carolina?
Yes, sir. We came from Houston to North Carolina on yesterday.
All right. Well, quickly tell us about, now you're such a busy person. Now, where you get all this energy from so I know where I can get some if I need it? And I do.
God is good.
Oh, God
is
good.
That's where I get all the energy from. And I'm really, really excited about our new project and the direction that it's taken.
The project is Little Flower. Tell us about it.
Little Flower. My name is Florida, and in Spanish, that means little flower.
Ah, and so that's what that means. Okay, all right. All
right. Yes, and Little Flower had an incident to happen to her in the second grade that affected the next 25 so years of her life. And mm-hmm. That's where the project comes from.
Is that little flower, anybody we know, anybody in particular?
That would be me, Mr. Robert.
This story, it's your life story, and go ahead and break it down for us. I can't tell it because it's so interesting. It's a series of books, tapes, games, dolls, and so forth, but it's based on your life story because of some things happened to you when you were younger. Tell us about it.
That is correct. When I was in the first grade, I was in segregated schools, early 60s. My mother was my first grade teacher. Ooh. In the second grade, which was the year before integration would occur in Anson County, North Carolina, I went to the white school a year early, and I was one of two African-American children in the entire school and mm-hmm. the only one in my class. And I was a pretty smart kid, I think, having had my mother as my first grade teacher. But as soon as I got to the white school, maybe a few weeks in, teacher called me over to the side and told me that I knew too much to be in the second grade.
What?
And I needed to wait on the other kids.
That's not right.
And
anyway, go ahead.
That is where the story comes from.
Okay, and what happened as a result of this moving you from around? And
well, as a result of that, she told me I was too smart. She gave me chores to do, sweeping and dusting, et cetera, when I finished my work. By the time I finished the second grade and went to the third grade, I had officially gotten dumbed down.
Mm.
And for the next, all through high school and through college, my mind had somehow shut down, and I could not grasp information. And that was a real problem for me, and it affected every area of my life.
Now, you say you had a breakthrough. What caused you to break through to start getting you back into the motivation? What was it that happened that made you say, wow, there was a problem here, but now I see something that spurred you to start changing things around?
Yes, by the grace of God, I met a good husband.
All right.
And he had finished his, I was 25, and he had finished his master's degree when we met in 86. And he saw something in me. And we married, and he was about to move from North Carolina to Texas to get his doctorate. And he just started talking to me. He's like, you can do this. You can do it too. And I had an undergraduate degree, and somehow he made me believe that I could go to graduate school.
And once you started this project, you realized that this situation was not isolated to you. This was
Absolutely.
Affecting many children. So what are some of the challenges that are facing children today?
Well, one of the greatest problems facing all children, especially African-American children, is difficulty in expressing themselves and the frustration they feel because of that inability.
Oh.
And one of the things that happened before I met my husband was when I was going to the third grade, I was given a piece of art. And that piece of art is what I hung on to until I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a piece of art of a little boy that appeared, a black boy, who appeared to be in anguish. And the way he looked was the way I felt.
Mm.
And that is what the project came out of. As an adult, I became an art collector, and I started researching and realized that art was a way to reach children and a way to help them open up about whatever was going on with them.
So what's included in the Little Flower Project? I mean, what are some of the products that come through the Little Flower?
Well, last year I published the beginning of Little Flower for adults. It's called the Little Flower Vignette Story Behind the Story, and it tells short snippets of my growing up in North Carolina. As a result of that, I was able to take those stories, many of them, and turn them into a series of children's books.
Mm-hmm.
So the first books, Where Little Flower Got Her Power, How Little Flower Got Her Power and Almost Lost It, and Little Flower Conquers the World, Almost, are novelettes for children ages third grade through eighth grade that tells the Little Flower story. And along with that come study guides, reader's resource manuals, journals, and full-length plays.
And folks, if you're listening, if you're near a computer, go to littleflowerartist.com. littleflowerartist.com, and you can see the some of the products. You can see our guest, her bio, and some of the things that she's doing. I mean, this is really exciting. So she's officially launching this project. She's been working on this, seemed like her entire life, but now it's coming to fruition, and she's going to be launching it down in Marvin, North Carolina, at the Holler Center, which is actually my brother's nonprofit organization. They have partnered. Let me tell you something, folks, the power of partnering and collaboration. Boy, there is no word to explain the power once you put the right people together. And just another quick bit of history, Florida and her family lived right across the street from us when we were growing up. And we had no idea that this many years later, she's down in Houston. Her brother, Asa, who's an attorney over in up in the Durham, Raleigh area. We had no idea that we would come back together. And so this has been a reunion of the Waynesburg, Marvin, North Carolina area. And the project is going to be launched this weekend. Tell us about the event this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. The event is so exciting. It's the Holler 5K Walk Run into the Freedom of Literacy.
Literacy.
And your brother Leon has done just such a phenomenal job with Holler. And we're just excited to be a part of it. The purpose of it is to bring awareness to the fact that even in 2015, there are many children and many African-American children who are not reading at their grade level.
That's right.
And struggling. And the second reason for it is to raise money for the Holler organization. So we're bringing Little Flower down to present the Holler 5K Walk Run, and we're expecting Waynesboro, Anson County, and North Carolina to join us.
I think the relevance of this is that when we have things that are going on in places like Baltimore, and we keep seeing these cities, these incidences erupt where people are, the cities are inflamed, people are fighting, there's all types of turmoil. It's because we don't intervene early enough.
That's right.
If these kids were communicating, if they had a way to express themselves, if they had adults who were listening, if they had the tools to help them learn to read, some of these kids that right now or who will find themselves totally frustrated would have taken a different path. So that's why I am just proud. I'm just tickled beyond words to be associated with this project as well, to help intervene at an early level. Leon always talks about how in Africa, one of the questions they always ask the tribe members, how are the children?
That's right.
Let me tell you something, folks. We can't wait until they're out here in the streets destroying property or somebody hitting them upside the head and then getting concerned. We need to get concerned right now, and that's why my hat is off to you, Dr. Griffin, to your husband, and to the whole Little Flower Project. I'm just proud of you, and I'm telling you, I can't say enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So tell us, quickly tell us about how somebody can find out more about you and your organization.
Oh, please go to www.littleflowerartist.com. On the contact page, there are several local phone numbers that you can call, but if you aren't in one of those locations across America, then just send me an inbox from the website, and I'll be more than happy to get in touch with you. One last thing that I wanted to add, Brother Robert,
sure.
is that it's so important for me, since God has blessed though that I have a PhD and my husband has a PhD, so important for me for people and children to understand that just as we did it, you can do it too.
Oh, my goodness.
I just wanted to be transparent so that you could see it wasn't easy, but I started with depression and devastation, and the Lord moved all of that and used it so that it could hopefully be a blessing to someone. That's what excites me about it.
Dr. Griffin, thank you. I will see you in North Carolina. I'll be down to celebrate with you. Thank you very much, and thanks for being a guest on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
All right, folks. That's Dr. Florida Bell Griffin. Now, we're going to come back. Marketing Pulpit, Robert Gatewood. Be right back after the break.
1450 WOL.